come on up. So we'll get the meeting started right now. Thanks for attending. And today is Thursday, March 19th, 2015. It is the Development and Environmental Review Committee. And so before we get started, we'll have our committee members, staff, introduce themselves to the record, and then we'll introduce the applicants and play for this morning. And so we'll start with Stephanie, please.
Stephanie, Community Development, Secretary for the meeting.
Thank you.
Terry Minor, sitting in for Gracie Johnson for Integrated Waste.
Thank you.
Mike Sabalos, Senior Plans Examiner, Building.
Aaron Leal, Chair.
Laura Wiedemann, Land Development Engineering.
Mike Vars, San Bernardino Water.
Robert Castro, San Bernardino Water, Environmental Control.
Great, thank you. And you, sir?
Milad Dovizian, I'm the architect for the first item on the agenda.
Thank you very much. And item number one, our planner this morning is, for this case, is Travis Martin. Travis, please tell us what we have this morning. Thank you.
Okay, our first item today is conditional use permit 1490. It's actually it's a modification to a previously approved CUP. Property is located at 3909 North Hallmark Parkway. It's an existing gas station with a convenience store and an automatic car wash. The project is proposing to add a 3,000 square foot self-service car wash facility as well. We have five bays in the facility and do a little over a 600 square foot expansion to the existing convenience store. The project, as I said, it's located on the corner of Hallmark and University Parkway. It's in CG1, a little over an acre on the site. As part of the project, they're proposing there's upgrades to the existing facilities, some architectural upgrades to match the proposed additions, as well as upgrades to the existing trash enclosure and accessibility on the site. What was the last thing? The project is exempt from CEQA as infill development, and we are proposing to move this item to Planning Commission.
Okay. And so the project as proposed complies with our parking and landscaping requirements?
Yes. Parking and landscaping are going to be met.
Okay, very good. All right. So as you heard, the proposed action is to move the item to the Planning Commission. But so before we do that, we'll go around and get comments from the committee members. A new trash enclosure will be built, so we'll turn this over to Terry. And based on the proposed site plan, do you have comments for our applicant this morning?
No, not at this time. She just said that it was approved.
Yeah.
Okay, so based on the proposed location, it appears that the integrated division would accept that. Thank you. All right, Mike, comments?
I have a list right here. Can we hand these to them? Well, first of all, we're governed by the California Code. You're aware of that, the 2013 cycle. But also, I want you to include the Cal Green, all right, and submit a VOC, which is on page 64 and 65 of the code, okay? And also, pay attention to the California Plumbing Code, section 1014, because that's where your water interceptors are regulated in, all right? And I have it all listed there for you, so all you have to do, I got it written down for you.
Okay.
Okay, so, and then remember that it's gonna be a formal submittal. I think you guys have called and asking for a exemption on the soils report, or somebody has left a message with me. I don't know if that's you or not.
No.
But also refer to 1803 of the California Building, and it speaks about the exemptions for a soils report and everything. So I want you to look at that.
Okay.
Okay. And you cannot piggyback off one because it was built so long ago. Okay, so that just want to make that. And as a reminder, the fire submittal is separate from the building. All right, we will address it to them if you give it to us, all right?
Okay. So a different submittal for the fire department?
Yes, it'll be a different submittal, but we will accept it and channel it for you.
Okay.
If needed. If you're deferring it on your plans, please make a note that it's deferred, all right? Okay. Or done by other, all right?
Okay.
At that time of the submittal.
Okay, great. Do we have a handout for our applicant this morning?
Yes, it's already been handed out. Yeah, because it does say modify existing refuse enclosure to meet the standard. Okay.
Great. Okay. Thank you. Laura?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and discuss your off-site improvements first.
Okay.
Along the corner of University and Hallmark Parkway, the approach, I mean, the ramp that is on the corner of the corner radius, I want to make sure that that landing is 4 feet. It's not dimensioned, and so during plan check, we'll go ahead and I'll look for that to make sure that you do have enough landing for that.
You were talking about the landing that is on top of the ramp?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Now, this ramp is an existing,
yes,
and the way how I see it, I don't think there is a 4 feet.
We're going to require that you do have a 4 foot to meet ADA.
Okay.
Due to the fact that you have a conditional use permit. And also on your two driver approaches that you have on Hallmark, I need a bypass. Those two driver approaches need to be constructed according to our standard 204, which includes a bypass. I understand that the one approach that you have is just a half approach. So your half will have to have the bypass. When the new construction comes in, you do have a reciprocal access easement on that. They are responsible for their portion of their half when they go in and construct. And also, I'm asking for, I'm not sure if it's shown, on Hallmark, I want these sidewalks along your frontage, along that area. And also, make sure that the mast arm, you have your mast arm,
mm-hmm.
And all your vans have a 4 foot clearance on the sidewalks. So that's important to look at.
Okay, now on Hallmark, there is a sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. But looking, we went ahead and looked at Google Earth, a portion of that
mm-hmm.
is not, there's not a sidewalk on. So I will need sidewalks.
So basically complete the existing sidewalk.
Exactly.
That's fine.
So, and then also on the existing sidewalk that you do have, if anything that is cracked or damaged, that needs to be replaced. Also, this morning I asked to see if there was a water quality management plan. There was not one submitted.
Mm-hmm.
You are responsible for containing your two-year storm for the new portion. So that will hold up you're going to PC until I get that and
okay.
do that. So we're going to go ahead and wait for that. Also, on your plans, there is a triangular piece along the frontage. I do want the curbing to be extended to separate the two parcels on that. And then I have no listing of what type of lighting you'll be using in that area. Will be attached to the building, freestanding.
And which triangle piece we're talking about?
Right here, triangle piece.
All the way to the right?
Right here. I want to go ahead and have the curbing extended to separate it because I just don't want any soil just loose. It just cleans it up a little bit right there.
Okay.
Okay? And then also on here, I don't have any lighting indicated, so I don't...
The lighting is going to be at the...
Attached
to the building.
Okay, great. Okay. And that is it.
We would have all this in writing.
No, I don't have it in writing, but I'll go ahead and email Travis.
Oh, okay. So we'll make sure that you'll get all of the comments in writing so you can follow up and track these comments.
I'll email you copies of all the
yes.
just to make sure you have it.
Very good. Thank you, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
And, Mike?
You already have water service and sewer service, so if you require an increase in size of your meter service for the car wash, if you need data to calculate the size, we recommend a fire flow test. If you don't, a Rule 5 application is required to request an increase in size of the meter. If everything's fine the way it is, you're good. When building size or the new car wash is installed, we need to see the approved building plan so we can recalculate our sewer capacity fee for what you sent to our plant. And other than that, just standard conditions.
All right, thank you, Mike.
One for you.
Yeah. And Robert, please.
First step in our process is for you to complete an industrial user permit application. It's a one-page form that will give us information on your project, type what you're proposing as far as pretreatment equipment for the new car wash. I believe you already have some existing on site for the existing car wash. I'm also going to hand you this form. It lists several steps of our process, starting with the application. Upon receiving an application, we'll require additional information such as plumbing plans or maybe other additional documents.
All right, and you, sir, for the record, please.
My name is Ahmed Radwan, A-H-M-E-D, R-A-D-W-A-N. I'm the general manager at that site.
Thank you very much. And in regards to the WKOB driver, Jeff, anything to add on that?
No, I discussed it with the applicant just before the meeting. After discussing it with Laura, we'll wait until we get that in before we, and review, wait until we get that in, review it before we propose to schedule.
Okay, so it'll move forward to the Planning Commission without a date certain at this time.
That's correct.
Okay, very good. All right, so
here are the fire conditions.
The fire?
From the fire department.
Okay.
They're not present.
So the motion is to move conditional use permit 1419 to Planning Commission without a date certain, subject to clearance of the WKOB document.
That's correct.
Can I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None? All right, gentlemen, thank you very much.
So
please submit the documents as soon as possible so we can clear this on the dock.
Thank you
very much.
And then what we still need. Thank you.
Okay, so moving on to item number two. We have our representative here. Okay. Come on up, sir.
All right.
I thought maybe you were with the
no.
the other party.
No.
All right, so introduce yourself for the record, please.
I'm Carlos Vick, representing the owner and the contractor for the property located at 212-216 is the baseline actual proposal of a 11-unit shopping center.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Travis, tell us what we have this morning.
Okay. Today we have development permit type P-1416. As was just noted, this is a proposal to develop a multi-tenant shopping center. Right now we're just doing preliminary review on this item today, just to sort out a few site issues that we still have. What the proposal is, as we noted, two properties located at 212-216 East Baseline. There's still two parcels. They're proposing, I believe it was still an 11-unit shopping center. I'm sorry about that. The site itself, the two parcels combined total approximately 16,000 square feet. It's about a 4,500 square foot shopping center they're proposing. There are a few issues that planning still has on the item. Primary one being deficiency in parking. I have notes prepared for the applicant as well. The main thing, or the main item is the parking requirement. It's actually needing to be revised. It's being calculated at 1 per 250, just our standard retail requirement. Shopping centers do have a different standard. It would be 1 to 180. So it will require some changes on the building. Additionally, minor site placement issues related to the trash enclosure will have to be shifted on the property just slightly. The location itself is fine, but just shifted back, providing the buffer around the trash enclosure. The other items. Additionally, there are a few items from the submittal that are missing still that we're waiting on: title report, landscaping plans, etc. Yes, progress the project. Other than that, landscaping requirements are met on the site. That's the majority of the main issues. Sorry.
Okay, all right. So as Travis indicated, this is a preliminary review. It appears that the application is complete. Some of the missing items would still be required for completeness so that the application may be processed and go forward. So, and then some regulatory issues relating to parking requirements and trash enclosure relocation. And so that just based on preliminary comments on the finding. So we'll start with that as a minimum sort of basics. And so we'll go with the integrated waste this morning if you have further comments on the proposed layout.
She just stated the proposed enclosure is acceptable. However, she wants to construct the standard enclosure. Yeah. So
that would be the typical 508 standard.
Right.
That is what's being proposed on the plans. So
that's fine. And I think in your comments that you just need to pull it back to the setback area.
Yeah, I have it. No.
All right, Mike?
Okay. What we wanted to do is, I was looking at your plan, and basically what you're submitting is underneath a 49 occupancy, right? A series of them, 11, right? So I was looking at it, but make sure that the demising walls are according to the special requirements in Chapter 3, okay? So it's listed there for you. I give you a handout. And also, when we're doing these, you're going to need to address the green code. People are forgetting about the green code, the VOCs, and all the adhesives and everything. It's covering, and you're going to submit a volunteer form, all right? Not mandatory, okay?
Not a problem.
Okay, so that's what you're going to do. Also, as you go into Chapter 7, that's going to be the fire protection of the California Building Code. But another thing I want you to note, we don't have the presence of the fire department here. So I'd like you to submit on the site plan location of existing hydrants.
It was shown on the
on the site plan. They are called out.
All right, good. Okay, I missed it then.
Not a problem.
Because I was looking at the building. Okay, but I just want to make sure, because that's going to help you a lot, you know, in the determination of the fire protection. Okay, and always remember that you need 35 feet to fight that fire setback. All right, so keep in mind. But there's the exception, okay? So look into that. And that's about it.
All right, thank you. Laura?
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and discuss your alley first, and then I'll go ahead and go into the...
It is a beautiful alley, isn't it?
Well, you're responsible for half of the alley, and what we're gonna ask for is for you to rehab the alley from center line, which is a very small alley, along your side of your project site, okay? So that's going to be a remove and replace, so you can go ahead and put some asphalt in there because it is so damaged and it is your responsibility.
So I'm not just able to go back and recap, or I have to remove and redo it?
Unless you want to go ahead and recap the full alley. Depends on what you want to do.
I have to look into the cost.
Look at the cost. So I'm going to ask for a half removal and replace, but you can look at the cost on the other and see which one is cheaper. We are open to that. And then on baseline, you're going to have to do about a 2-inch grind to seal. That's what we're going to ask for now, but we really need to go out and inspect to see how damaged baseline is. And that's from center line along your front edge also. So those are the requirements I'm going to ask for preliminarily until we go up to the sites, because this is just a pre-op right now. That's where we're holding right now. Also, before you do submit and come into DERC, we will need to see your WQMP. So we'll go ahead and look at how you're going to go ahead and contain your two-year storm event. Also, with the two parcels, I'm going to require a lot merger to be done. And then on the plans, it shows that you did go ahead and show the dedication, which is great. And also, I don't see any elevation, survey elevation, so I don't know how it drains. But we're going to go ahead and look at that and see how the drainage goes. And from there, I'm going to go ahead and talk about your demo. what I want you to do, and this will save you some, this is the good news. The good news is when you demo your, the structures that are there, I'll need a demolition permit with a plan, and then when you get your permit, I want you to go ahead and note the square footage of the structures that are there. And when you do that, you get credit for your impact fees for the new construction, and that'll save you quite a bit of money. And then, of course, you know, the sidewalks that are cracked and damaged, you need to go ahead and replace that and repair. The driveway approach that you're showing is a 20-foot wide. Our minimum is like 23, 24, and it needs a bypass. So that is just pretty much a design, but I think you can go ahead and fit it in there with no problem. And I don't know, did you want to talk about the wrought iron fencing?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Okay. You are going to be required to have wrought iron fencing along the alley. This morning I discussed with Travis that you do have utility poles in the place, so we're going to have to look at where the PL and the utility poles are situated on that. And that is pretty much it.
So I have a half-wall, screen wall, a CMU, about 42 inches high. So we're talking about the wrought iron on top of that.
It's noted on the plans as a 6-foot screen wall. I don't have the copy of the plan in front of me. We wouldn't permit a solid block wall along the alley. Just, we'd be building a 6-foot. It'd be a canvas.
I'm giving them a black board.
Yeah.
That way they don't go up the main street.
Yeah. We don't want.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and ask for that. So when you are ready to go into DERC, we'll just go ahead and is it going to give you an updated plan?
Yeah, we're going
to. Okay, so I'll go ahead and look at that. Work with you on the preliminary WQMP. Your site is not large enough to trigger a SWIP, so we won't look for that. So we're mainly looking for your WQMP and just a little bit of site design changes.
On that note, my 2-year water retention system.
Mm-hmm.
Can I use some of that dedicated portion?
No. Yeah. So what you're going to have to do is you have a 10-foot setback.
Mm-hmm.
You can put a basin.
Could utilize the setback, just not the dedication.
Yeah, and then what you're going to do is your site is really small, so you don't have to do the infiltrometer testing that we usually require. But that portion, you'll just have to do a basin. But we're looking at no larger than a 4-to-1 slope. So we want a 4-to-1. You can do I was looking at your drainage, the way you grade, you can go to one side.
The plan's up there, it's just a little.
Okay.
We haven't had revised in the full size yet.
Okay, so. I suggest you do.
Your PE, are you a licensed registered engineer?
No, he's an architect.
Okay, so yeah, your civil man
right.
person is going to be handling.
What I usually see is when it depends on where you drain. Your landscaping up the front, you can go ahead and have one as a primary, and then when it hits the overflow, you can pipe it and drain it to the second one. That's what I usually see when it's a tight site.
So one of each side of the driveway, basically.
Right, exactly. So your primary is going to be
mm-hmm.
one. See how much volume you can capture in that. When you hit an overflow, go into drainage.
The secondary.
Right,
okay.
Exactly. So I would look at that and see how much volume you can capture in that. Okay?
Okay. In terms of architectural features, you're going to have stucco the building there, and I see that on your side elevation. Is that like a CMU wall?
That is on the alley side.
I get it. Right here, we would want this to be stucco to match all of the front of it.
Well, actually, what I was trying to do there is put in vines, shrubbery, that will cover the wall, so that way we don't have the graffiti problem.
Sure. I mean, that would be great, but in terms of architectural elements, we would still want that consistency of stucco and to match the main building.
I have notes about treatment around all sides of the building in my comments.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that you get that comment. Even though it's on Travis' comment, we want to play this out, and so there's no misunderstanding. Treatment all on 360 degrees, so we would have to wrap that all around in terms of all the same elements. so we wouldn't leave any CMU or any exposure, although the screening with landscaping would be awesome.
How about if it is a tan color, not just regular?
You want to do something contrasting?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would need to be, in terms of the material, it would have to be applied through all 360. So if you go, again, any exposure
plaster.
In terms of, yeah.
Be done with that.
Right. So I just want to kind of bring that up. It wasn't mentioned in Travis' discussion, but.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't hit.
No, that's okay, but yeah. You get it on the comment sheet.
Yeah, I do have it on the comment
okay,
sheet.
Okay, perfect.
So.
Mike?
I'm glad Laura brought up the lot merger, also a department requirement. We do not serve across parcel lines, so if you would either have to have two separate services or lot merger. Is this vacant land or are there structures there now?
There are structures right now, and just a side comment. We just evicted a drug dealer from the site.
Oh, where is
that? And that's why we're pushing to get this project going on, to happen, so that way we can control it more.
Okay.
And so there'll be a requirement for the department to see your approved plans to calculate sewer capacity, and if we can get the demolition paperwork that you receive from the city, we can use that towards your credit for sewer capacity for the two homes torn down. I assume you won't be using the services for the homes, and you'll be requesting a new service or domestic fire, landscape, possibly. So a Rule 5 application would be required for the abandonment of the existing services and the request for the new services, unless those are adequate in size. And other than that, standard requirements, and we have that for you.
Great. All right. Did we get the alley resolved in terms of the dimensions?
No, he's just going to go right now.
It's showing seven.
That's his
portion. That's center line over. I believe we talked about it. We said there was not going to be any.
There's two options. He's going to have a remove or replace to center line, or if he does a cap.
We said there's going to be no additional dedication on the alley.
Oh, no, yeah. It's
fine as dimension.
Actually, I would love to take that over. That's what a lot of cities are doing, just giving that to the property owners.
They close
it,
vacate
it exactly, and they maintain and they keep all the lovely people away from there.
Right, but I think one of the adjacent parcel has
access
through that.
The property just to the east, their parking lot only goes along that alley, and then you have the houses to the north that five or six of them have garages and everything off the alley, so it can't be vacated.
Not yet.
Existing conditions.
We did look.
Sorry. Very good. Robert?
I know this is the early stages of the project, but do you have any interest? Any restaurants?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Don't know yet.
Okay. I'm going to give you copies of the industrial user and food service permit applications for your reference. When a business moves into the building, will require them to complete the application, or if the owner of the property will be maintaining any pre-treatment for those businesses, the owner of the property will have to complete any required application.
Okay.
No problem.
That's it.
Very good. All right. Do you have any comments for us, sir? Just while you're thinking, I'd just like to add a short comment. So I've overheard you, and we're listening to you here, and so you want to move this forward, but however, the application is incomplete, so that's very important that you follow through with your commitment in terms of providing proper documents and, in terms of a complete application issues, and then also regulatory issues, which is, stuff like WQMP, soil reports and things of this nature, so that we can deem an application, your application complete, so that the project will move forward. So anytime when you're missing required items per complete issues or mandatory regulatory issues, we cannot process your application.
I understand. The only thing that is bothering me is the parking.
Yeah.
And all along, and I've been dealing with the city for quite a while, went with paperwork that was given to us and based on one for 200 square feet. Now I'm 180. So instead of having 11 units, I might cut it down to 9, depending on how that works. I just have to go back in.
Okay.
Do my design.
All right, so with that, while you're redesigning, just keep in mind that, you know, to forward us these missing items so that we can kind of set the application complete with some of the design issues. We can always come back here and help you critique to get it to go forward. So, but I think more importantly are the required punch list items so that we can deem it complete. Otherwise, it's just gonna idle in here. So so go ahead and follow up with the required item first, and then we'll work on the design issues through this sort of exercise on no action required type of thing. So you can get a right proper directions to move this forward.
Can I add something?
Yes.
For example, if a restaurant moves in, and Grease Interceptor, you mentioned the parking issue. Grease Interceptor be located in this parking lot, or if it's in landscape, we really don't like it in the landscaping due to, sometimes it makes it inaccessible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something else for you to consider, because we do inspections, and they are more frequent depending on any violations or require enforcement.
What I've done in the past, I'm sorry for interrupting, is put them in the parking area, paved area.
Okay.
And it's very accessible and keep it clean.
Are you going to email the comments as well?
Okay. So yeah, that's something ultimately you'll have to think about, and then how often that we see these mom and pop stores, you know, restaurants along Baseline. So it's very, very likely that the combination here proposed, you know, 7 or 8, 9 units, whatever we have here, would include, you know, it would be a diverse center, you know, just based on the economic formula. You can't just have retail offices. You need a diverse base, so that would include a restaurant operation, possibly, you know, 9,000 or 1,100 square foot mom and pop, part of the rest of the center. And so it's very conceivable that you would include, this center would include easily a restaurant sit down. And so we would want encourage you to factor that in as a center label and illustrate it on your site plan.
There's plenty of restaurants all over the place. And I'm not saying that I'm gonna try to segregate them from my business. But if I do that and just do a fast service provider, not a seating in, not dining in, but just takeout, will that help me out better?
Well, the parking formula in the development code, if you go back, if you can look at, it's available online. Mm-hmm. I think you're aware of this. 1924 center requires 1 per 180. So there's really no mystery.
No.
Yeah. So right off the bat in our development code, calls out center, shopping center requires 180, not at 250. So and because you have a center as layout and demonstrated on your floor plan and your site plan here, you know, we would go under the 180.
Right.
Okay. And again, we'd like to see this go forward as quickly as possible. We're in the business-friendly mode. Notwithstanding the comments you're receiving here, but we are moving forward with a lot of the trying to assist businesses in terms of construction development, opening grant opening opportunities, and so we're really in that mode to kind of get everything move as fast as we can. So follow up with these items, and we'll see how we can assist in moving forward. Okay. And I would with Travis to ensure that this gets proper attention when you submit the required items.
I'm looking at the positive. I mean, reducing the size of the units of the number of units, I'm increasing my landscape. I'm giving you more.
Mm-hmm. There's certainly
right. So yeah, so go ahead and design some of that and work with Travis, and maybe we can come back here or not use this forum, but maybe a separate meeting, follow up, a separate meeting,
yeah.
And we can try to help you work through the design. And that'll include some of the key folks.
That will be great. If I get everything via email?
Yeah, you can certainly email. A couple of the items will have to come in hard copy, but.
That's fine. Just let me know and I will swing by here and I'll pick them up.
While we revise things, we can email back and forth. That's perfectly perfect. That'll expedite it a little bit.
Okay, very well. Again, thank you. This is a for preliminary review only, so no action required. We're not moving to planning commission or further action.
It's for review only.
If I can have a motion to conclude development permit.
I realized I just mistyped.
Okay. Yeah, so I 1406 has been completed for the review preliminary. All in favor?
We'll do that.
Opposed?
Please.
None? Okay. Completed. And if I can have the meeting adjourned to the 26th, which is next week. We've got, I believe, at least three items on that bill. And so, we won't get them out. These are all very fairly simple projects. And we'll get it out to you this afternoon.
Get it done. Or,
yes.
I don't care.
Just personally.
Yeah. All right. Can I have a motion to adjourn to the 26th, please? All in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you very much.